the first Chester Chan worked a private company in Pasadena, and then he got a job in Department of Water and Power. Mm-hmm. Is he still working there?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So what, when your children were growing up, what did you think would be the ideal jobs for them? To be professionals or independent businessmen or congressmen?
I don't have that kind of high hope. Just so they get a good job, or a professional, any kind of profession, as long as whatever they like, that's a main thing. It isn't what I like, it's what they like.
No. May I ask approximately how many Chinese work in the produce market back in the 30s when you were there, percentage wise?
I think that time they owned more than half of the produce houses.
Mm-hmm. And most of the houses are considered large size or?
No, they're just small, second, you can call them second jobbers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they buy from other big distributors and then they resell them.
Did you ever?
Or wholesale, rather.
Mm-hmm.
See.
Did you ever go to the farm, the ranch, and purchase the produce directly from the farmers?
Not very often. Unless that certain commodity is real short, then they go out there and pick them up. That saves the farmer from bringing it into the market. But if they have a connection with a certain farmer, they wouldn't have to do that. They automatically brings it to you and unloads it at your place, and then you have that, like, if it cabbage is short, he have cabbage, he's going to bring it to you anyway, regardless whether you go out to get it or not, because he's been bringing it to you all the time, so he'll leave it for you.
Mm-hmm. How about the profit of each houses now?
Well, that they between 15% and 20%.
So which means like every month they will make how much profit, average?
Well, I mean, you can, you know,
in dollars, not,
You can.
Depends
you
on the
depends
size
on
of the.
Yeah, that's right.
How about the one that you work, like you say you have three partners and you have one worker. Of course, that's the 1940s. And 47 something, and the size that you have is like three owners, partners, and one worker. And how much profit you make every month?
Oh, that time we weren't doing very well that time. Averaging maybe about 1,200 so
uh-huh.
a month.
Uh-huh. Mm. I see. Mm. So when you work 1933 for this city market, it's Chinese owned or?
It's mutual produce. Chinese owned, that's right.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
How many workers work for them?
We have about five.
Mm-hmm. Mm. So it's like a slightly bigger market, house there, right? The one that you work for.
No, it's still a small,
the
still
small.
Small.
Uh-huh.
Mm. It's considered small.
I see. Mm. The owner has to do the work also.
That's right. That's right.
And it doesn't really matter what kind of job. The owner also do the same work as other workers.
That's right.
Would you consider it a hard work? It's very...
Well, I would say it's hard work, but not that hard. It's hard work, you know, because you have to lift everything, you know. It's
more physical.
Heavy, that's right. Mm-hmm. Like cabbages weighs sometimes 100, 125 pounds. You have to pick it up, you know. So that's...
So how about compared to the other business, like a grocery business or
grocery
restaurant?
Business won't be so hard work, but it's really, you know, long hours.
Mm-hmm. And like the profit
when
is...
When I was in Phoenix, we still have to work at least 12, you know, anywhere from 12 to 15 hours a day.
And the profit probably is not as well as good as
that's right.
The produce market. Mm-hmm. How about the restaurant business? Do you have any friends from the restaurant or any family?
I have, but I don't have. I mean, I never have any friend that was really in the restaurant business till after the war.
Mm-hmm. I see. So like. Also, that you mentioned there were many Chinese working in the farm, like before World War II in Los Angeles. Where were they, you know,
around? San Fernando Valley. Right. There were very few here in LA that time after the war, because gradually in Compton, in the 20s and 30s, but after that, after the war, hardly any, all the Chinese gave up on farming.
Why?
Well, mainly, a lot of them, the older ones that were farming, they either sell out or too old to work the farm anymore, so they go back to China. I know a lot of them going back to China already.
And the children would not continue
right.
working in the farm.
That's right. It's like same way with all my brothers. Nobody wants to work in the farm.
Mm-hmm. How about the one that the youngest one, not the youngest one, Gordon. He got a degree in agriculture, and did he ever manage your father's farm?
No. It was sold before he got his degree.
So what did he work at?
Huh?
What was his job after he got his MA?
Oh, he's not doing much. He's disabled. Mm-hmm.
But
right after he graduated, what kind of job did he
get? Did he get an agricultural
related?
Yes,
he was research.
Oh.
He was in
university?
In
later
Southern
on
California.
He got his arm, you know. He can't use his arm. His leg.
Mm-hmm.
One side of his is
mm-hmm.
paralyzed,
mm-hmm.
partly. So he's not doing much in it now.
Mm-hmm.
He's helping my brother Chester.
Mm-hmm.
He's got an apartment on the west side. Helping him
as
manager, you know. Mm-hmm. That's all. Mm.
So, did your father ever go return to China?
He never did.
He never did.
Mm. He never did.
I see. So, why he sold the farm in Vernon? Because he sold the farm in Downey because the government.
He sold the Downey. I mean, Vernon probably. Because that's industrial land, and you can't farm there because taxes keep going up and up, and you can't make enough for the taxes. So that's why he sold it. Little by little, he sold it. It's all industrial there now, really, see, of some kind, see.
Did he make pretty good from these two lands?
Well, Pretty good.
Compared to other Chinese family.
Yeah.
He's fairly rich
yeah.
compared to others.
Yes, that's that time it was.
How about the other Chinese farm owners, ranch owners, or were they relatively rich also?
They were. The, most of them I know of is pretty well. They're not considered rich, but they're on the above the average of Chinese.
So, but how about the farmer? The farm, you know, the people working in the farm for other, you know, for the owners, not, you know.
No.
They don't.
They.
They don't make very good.
They don't make that much.
Most of them have family, or they just single, the workers.
Workers, they're either single or their wives are back in China.
So the ones that have wife in China, they also have to send money back to China to support the family there.
That's right.
And the single ones, what did they do with their money? Did they gamble?
Some.
Mm-hmm.
That's why a lot of gambling houses in Chinatown too. That you know before the war.
Yeah.
Legal.
Not legal, but you know
they manage.
They manage somehow. You know.
Is a gambling house in old Chinatown mainly for the Chinese gamblers or also some non-Chinese gamblers?
No, there's not any. But
I mean,
before,
in old
before
day.
Yes, for
both.
Like there's. A lot of colored people coming to play.
Mm-hmm. But not the white Caucasian,
no? No, not too many. They play the kino mostly, Hakuish, you know, the colored people. They play.
How did the Chinese get along with other ethnic groups, other, you know, colored people or Caucasian in old Chinatown, like back in the 1920s when you lived there, or 1930s.
We didn't have any. I didn't remember any trouble with, that any of the Chinese encountered while we were in old Chinatown. So I think considering all, you know, the Chinese get along pretty fairly with the whites.
How about the Chinese themselves, among Chinese, would they get along, for example, people from different district, different family, different, you
there's
know, like,
too much
like some Ya people and say Ya people, or Zhongshan people, would they like have different opinions on different business, or?
I don't have too many conflicts with each other, but maybe, among the gambling people, that's all.
Who were the people working in the farm? You know, were they mostly from the village in Canton, or were they from the city, or special village, or something?
Mostly from the village, I'd say, because most of them, if they're not farmers from China, then most of them won't go to a farm to work. They'll look for something else, like in a grocery store, or, you know, if they know a lot of Chinese, they can apply for a job as a clerk there, or even work as a helper in a grocery store. Or restaurant, the waiter, or like that. Because that sun gets real hot in the summer months. And that's the peak season, like the asparagus, and cauliflower, same way, you know. Because cauliflower, you have to replant it. You have to plant the seed. seed and then reap, and then when the little plants, they pull them up and then replant them again.
So when it's not a busy season, what were these farmers do? Because you say you hire like one or two only, and how about the rest of the farmers?
They were seasonal.
You mean
labor.
The rest of the season?
Yeah, rest.
The rest of the season. Some apply for other odd jobs, you know, in restaurants or going. Sometimes there's a laundry business. They might need some extra help during the weekend or something like that. They look for other work.
Mm-hmm.
If they can find it there. Because if you go out, willing to work in a farm, you're willing to work at any other job, almost.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the Chinese people, mostly, if they're out of work, they try to find some kind of work. If they don't find it, they have asked their friends and relatives, they're finding it,
mm-hmm.
one way or another.
Mm-hmm. If they really out of job or anything, would the family association help them?
That time, I don't think the association is that much of a help that time,
mm-hmm.
especially in the 20s.
Were the workers in your father's farm mostly from the same village your father came from, or they're from different?
A neighboring villages, that's
neighboring
right.
Neighboring village. Mm-hmm.
Which my dad knew.
Mm-hmm. Where did your father get this worker? Find this worker through the agents or just
right
to
here in Chinatown?
He just
right
puts up an
Chinatown.
Ad or goes around asking.
No, they know who, you know, in Chinatown. They know who owns a farm, where and what kind. Like asparagus season, they know right away. This is asparagus season there.
So they call him?
They come and ask.
Mm-hmm. Oh, talking about when your father was working in either Vernon or Downey, and the family was in Old Chinatown. So how often did he come home, visit the family, or?
No. He just goes out early in the morning and comes back at night.
And it must take a long time to travel.
Yeah.
In the old days.
Yeah, he learned how to drive.
Oh.
In 1921, we bought a first Model T Ford.
I see. Did he ever buy other cars, you know, during the 20s, you know, working in the farm, like trucks or something like that?
No.
Just a Model T
for
the transportation.
For transportation, that's all.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't use horses and track, that's all.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no mechanical, no engine tractors or anything like that.
I see.
To work the farm on the horses,
mm-hmm.
horse-drawn.
The workers were living the farm, right?
Yes.
And
we have house there.
Mm-hmm. Who cooked for these workers? Or they did it themselves?
No, we hire one as cook.
Oh.
See,
right.
Especially it's the cook.
Mm-hmm.
He gets up the earliest,
mm-hmm.
in the morning and start cooks and cleans it, you know, the dishes and, you know, and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he finished, then he goes out to the farm and work. And
he also worked in the farm.
Yeah, he also worked. But then, say, we eat at 12 o'clock, he'll come back, say, an hour and a half earlier,
mm-hmm.
and cook the lunch. And then when he finish, then maybe 2 o'clock, when he finish everything, wash the dishes
and
everything, 2 o'clock, he'll go out again.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe 4:30, 5 o'clock, he start coming. Earlier,
doesn't
he
then
working.
Works extra kind of, doesn't he? Because
huh?
He has to get up earlier than everybody.
And he gets extra pay.
Oh.
He gets extra pay as a cook.
I see.
Mm-hmm. What kind of food he cooks? Chinese food?
Chinese food, that's right.
Mm.
Chinese.
You said that you hired these workers on a seasonal basis. Whenever it's a asparagus season, you hire about 12 people, right?
5, 7, 12.
Yeah, something like that.
In other words, but in the rest of you have to keep a quarter for those people, even when they're not there. In other words, you have to keep an empty.
No, we just keep
space.
Maybe one or two people there. That's all.
I thought you provided room and board for everybody.
No, just
no,
for,
no,
the,
just
when,
for
they work.
The, when they work.
I understand.
There's room. There's room, and there's room there for that many people, but some we don't. They don't live there, like the Mexican peoples. They don't live there.
So how many people live there at the most?
Maybe 6 or 7. That's all. Mm-hmm.
So you have to provide 6 beds.
Mm-hmm.
In one house, or in
yes,
a separate house.
Is there any rooms in
yes,
your room?
Yes.
Six rooms? A house
no.
with 6 rooms?
See, it in the farm, they don't have any kitchen in there, see?
Uh-huh.
All they have is small rooms, you know, mm-hmm. For beds.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So, were there any women workers in the farm?
At that time, no.
No?
No, no.
And if and even the cook is the man.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So did they ever come to Chinatown like for a weekend or is no
oh,
weekend?
Yes. Yes, they come.
Mm-hmm. So your father will provide them the transportation, like drive them back here, or they have their own means of coming to Chinatown?
The streetcars then.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The streetcars.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
How often did they come to Chinatown?
Maybe once a week.
Once a week.
Mm-hmm.
How about you? How often did you go to Chinatown?
You live in Chinatown.
I live in Chinatown that
oh,
time.
So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I keep thinking you were.
Mm-hmm.
But the 1930s.
After 1930, we moved. Either 31 or 32, we moved downtown. Mm-hmm.
And 1933, when you start working in produce market, where did you live?
I live in LA.
Not in Chinatown.
Spring Street.
Oh,
that's
Spring
Chinatown.
Street,
isn't
that Chinatown. That's considered a new Chinatown there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a Chinese neighborhood, right?
Yes, all Chinese
uh-huh.
neighborhood. Mm-hmm. But a few Mexicans living there too.
Wasn't there a time when you were living in Coliseum, right? That was not. That
no,
was
no, after the war.
Oh, excuse me.
I didn't move in over there till 1954,
uh-huh, okay.
1954.
I see.
Till 3 years, then I moved over here.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. In fact, I still got the house over there. But one of my sons lived there.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the last house you own besides this one?
Yes.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
So you lived there practically for
25 years. 23, I think.
And then you moved to here.
Mm-hmm.